Now, could the August date for implementation of Dublin City Council's traffic plan now be delayed? The plan is designed to tackle the city's growing traffic congestion. Last night, Richard Shakespeare, the chief executive of the council, told the first full meeting since the local elections he won't make a decision until he's received a report on the economic impact of the plan, which the City Centre Traders Alliance has promised to supply. Mr Shakespeare said he met the Fine Gael TD and Junior Minister Emer Higgins and some retail businesses who've requested a delay until March or April of 2025. There was criticism last night of Minister Higgins from some council members, with accusations of outrageous overreach and an inappropriate intervention. She told Drive Time she was pushing forward the legitimate concerns of retailers. James Gagan is Dublin City's Lord Mayor. He's here in studio. You're very welcome. What's your position on the Dublin City traffic plan?
Good morning, Mary, and thanks for having me on. Well, I suppose, as you say, yesterday we did have our first full City Council meeting, and one of the things I did do was to ensure that every elected member did know what the management's response to the Minister's intervention was going to be. And that's really what happened last night. He indicated that he will read the retail impact assessment report that is going to be prepared by these retailers that had met with the minister. And I suppose it's these retailers' concerns that have caused the minister to express her concern to Dublin City Council. He'll take on board the views of the elected members. He'll take on board the views of this report. But he's not just going to rely on the report provided by the traders themselves. What he also committed to doing was obviously an independent appraisal of that report. And I think when we get to the end of this process, I'd be quite hopeful and quite confident that we'll actually have a more robust plan at the end of it. Yeah. And that when the plan is implemented, it'll be less susceptible
Lord Mayor,
to challenge.
Most people thought we were at the end of the process and you were ready to reorganise and put the plan in place. What is your own position on the plan?
Yeah, well, I think that is fair, what you've just said there, Mary. I mean, during the local elections, when we were all out on the doors, IBEC made an intervention and they expressed concern on behalf of their members. The consultation process in relation to this project...
Lengthy and concluded.
It ended on the 1st of December 2023. Now, that was a week after, or it was a week after the riots of the 23rd of November. And I think what's happened, to be honest with you, is anxiety amongst retailers. There's obviously anxiety amongst commuters as well. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. When I was on doors, and I think a lot of elected members, when they were on the doors, there was a lot of concern about the plan. And a lot of that relates to not actually knowing what is in the plan.
And isn't it for you and your fellow councillors to balance anxiety versus leadership and about rollout of the plan? And I asked you a couple of times, we'll try it again. What's your own position on the plan?
I think that's absolutely right. My own position on the plan is that I was in favour of the plan. I'm still in favour of the plan. I'm very hopeful that the plan will be implemented. But when I say the plan, I don't think there's any danger in a plan, a traffic plan, being changed. This is the kind of bread and butter stuff that a local authority like Dublin City Council do. And what I would say also, Mary, is that yesterday evening and over the last number of months, there's been a lot of engagement between local councillors on various aspects of the plan. And one big change that is likely to happen, and one of the managers indicated that last night, is that instead of having these 24-hour restrictions along the north and south quays, that you would have a restriction 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. I personally, and I think this is the view of most elected members, I do think the changes to the north and south quays to facilitate better public transport is a good thing for the city and ultimately will provide a benefit to traders. But we have to ensure that commuters, consumers, customers, retailers are with us on this, because what we don't want to see is retailers suffering as a result of this.
Is Emer Higgins, a fellow Fine Gael member, TD and junior minister, is she overreaching here? Getting involved in councillors' business?
Well, I think what happened, to be fair, is that as Minister for Retail, she chairs and participates in a retail forum. And as I said, there's lots of groups, Dublin Town, IBEC, other groups like that.
Should she butt out and leave it to the councillors?
I think the minister is perfectly not only within her right, but I actually think it's her job to express her concerns on behalf of the retailers who voiced their concerns to her.
All right, Fine Gael councillor and Dublin Lord Mayor James Gagan, thank you very much for coming into us this morning.